USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Negotiations on another coronavirus stimulus bill are ramping up.
We're working and negotiating with the Democrats and trying to get a plan that helps small businesses, helps people, helps this country.
The president telling reporters at the White House those talks are going well. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the next coronavirus stimulus bill will have a three-part focus.
The focus is really about kids and jobs and vaccines.
The Department of Homeland Security is crafting a plan to deploy about 150 federal agents to Chicago. The Homeland Security investigations are set to assist other federal law enforcement and Chicago police in crime-fighting efforts. City leaders not being made aware of any specific plans, and the Chicago Police Department has no comment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is threatening to roll back the reopening of bars and restaurants to help prevent a surge of coronavirus cases. New York's governor specifically says crowds and mask violations at New York City bars and restaurants are a problem.
It's not just about you. It's about who you could infect and who you could hurt. And it has continued unabated. And it's getting worse.
With the majority of the focus on red states such as Florida, Arizona, and Texas, many folks forget that over 32,000 people died in New York from coronavirus. The House is honoring late Georgia Congressman Democrat John Lewis. Lewis passed away Friday after a long battle against cancer.
The chair asks that all those present in the chamber rise in a moment of silence in remembrance of the conscience of the Congress. The Honorable John Lewis.
Democrat Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Walmart United States CEO Bill Simon and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley wrote an op-ed in Fortune expressing how American companies need to consider shifting production back to the United States, or at least source materials from U.S.-friendly companies. Simon telling CNBC,
"Well, I mean, I've always been an advocate about consumption. I mean, production needs to be closest to the point of consumption, and I think that became really acute during the coronavirus issues. You know, we not only were there geopolitical risks associated with importing, you know, things that you need for your national security, but the timelines are substantially longer, you know, in the months and years to get some of these things made. And you saw how quickly when we engaged on things like ventilators and PPE with U.S.-based companies that we were able to get them to market. The same is true for anything that you make, not just things with national security. The flexibility and, in the end, the cost can be lower because you produce them closest to the point of consumption."
Virginia kindergarten students will learn about institutional racism alongside the alphabet, according to new curriculum created for the upcoming school year. Loudoun County is adding social justice to their teaching mission in their elementary school system. The Washington, D.C. suburb, the richest in the country, is teaming up with the left-leaning Southern Poverty Law Center to develop the curriculum. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.